And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to, actually, very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma right here on a kind of a dreary Southern California day. We have great guys in the studio from Fish Dope and BD Outdoors, Ali Husseini and his brother Yosef Husseini. He is the Angler's Realtor, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, San Diego, we want you to start every day with the charge you need. So your San Diego County Ford dealers are giving you this home charger and covering the cost of standard installation. 24/7 live support, the Ford Power Promise. With a brand new 2024 Mustang Mach-E or a 2024 F-150 Lightning, you can have electric vehicle confidence from day one. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Always enjoy today's show. Fun having the boys in here this morning. Gonna be a good one. And like you said, it is a busy morning down here today. There's some action at the landing.
Shogun's in, and American Angler's in, and Intrepid just pulled in, and lots of things going on.
And good fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
crazy good fishing.
Nice to see all that big fish. RP's like looks like they're staging up, getting ready to load their passengers. And I know that there's been a lot of very early turn and burns for guys that are on short trips that are trying to get down to that good yellowfin, bluefin fishing. It's hanging on, baby.
Yeah, amazing. And we have a little weather, but there's no wind.
Yeah.
I mean, look outside. It's drizzling a little, but there's no wind at all. We like that. Yeah. We like no wind, right, guys?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's the devil.
No wind. Yeah. It is the devil. Yeah,
just enough to put a kite in the air. No more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning, Ali and Yosef.
How are you?
Good morning.
Great. The brothers Husseini. So, of course, Ali, you've been doing a lot with BD Outdoors, FishDope.com, the TV show, and now Sea Keeper, right?
Yep. We've been very, very busy with Blue Sea Stabilizer, our new venture, you know, selling Sea Keepers and that Sea Keeper ride system, man. Everybody wants it. We've been doing a lot of those. Staying really busy with that and flying out in a couple of days to go shoot some more local knowledge and just doing my thing.
Wait a minute, it's Thanksgiving next week. You shooting on Thanksgiving?
I think we leave Saturday, right after Thanksgiving.
Where are you going?
We're going to Guatemala, to Casa Vieja, so I'm not too mad about
it. Casa Vieja. In fact, yeah, somebody called me yesterday about Guatemala. He goes, hey, you know when they think about Guatemala? I go, watch local knowledge.
Yeah,
check out this show that he does down there.
Their program's so good. It's just from start to finish. The minute you get there, you know, there's a guy with your name on a sign. You jump in the van, they got some cold beers, and take your right to the lodge. And the thing that I like about it the most is everything's taken care of. So, we're used to Mexico, like teeps and cabs and, greasing the bellman and doing this and doing that. And people selling you crap on the beach. There's just none of that down there. Casa Vieja is first rate. You can show up with a couple of pairs of shirts and a couple of board shorts. That's all you need. They wash your laundry every day. The food's insane. The boats are insane. And obviously the fishing is, it really is the fish capital of the world. Lots and lots of sailfish. You're going to get interrupted by one or two blue marlin a day. Lots of mahis. And then a lot of times with our groups that we've gone down there with, you get 3 days to fish. Well, after a couple of days of doing sail, like I tell them the first day, do conventional with Ballyhoo. Just get the feel for it. The second day, fly fish. It's awesome. It's not...
Catching a sail on a fly.
A sail on a fly on that light gear where they're eating right off the back of the boat. Absolutely insane. And then the third day, a lot of times guys will want to go look for tuna. And usually you'll get at least a couple. And on a good day, you might get 12. And they're anywhere from 20 to 250 pounds.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That's a lot of options. Man, it's just very different from what we're used to here in Southern California.
How do you get there?
San Diego to Texas, either Dallas or Houston on Delta or not Delta, I'm sorry, on
American
or United, and then go down to Guatemala City from there.
Well, right. And then how far is it from Guatemala City?
About an hour and a half from the van.
Oh, that's nice.
That's cool.
Has your brother taken you there yet?
Not yet. I wanted to go this year. That I'm recovering still from the back thing.
Yeah, that's a long flight.
Yeah, it was a great trip.
Sounds really fun. What's going on in the real estate world?
Not too much, man. It's still moving along. It's a little bit dragging these days. It's I wouldn't say it's slow, but it's definitely slower than it has been in the past 6 months.
Yeah.
Normally around the holidays like this, it slows down.
I can see that.
It slowed down a couple weeks early this year for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But it's real estate, like literally real estate goes with how sunny it is outside in San Diego,
right?
Because people, that's when they want to look at houses, and
I would think a few
sunny weekends, it seems like it picks up.
And I'm sure there's got to be a lot of people just kind of waiting to see what happens. New political, new this, new that. Like, there's got to be a lot of people just sitting on their heels just a little bit waiting to see.
Totally. And one thing like the media is not talking about, our interest rate did drop.
Right.
They're in the high fives now you're in an FHA loan. So, and that's just for anybody. That's not like you're buying that down. It's still a great time right now to buy, especially while it's slow, because you can negotiate.
Right.
I just sold my sister a house last month, and I negotiated the hell out of it.
Yeah.
But I just listed her other house, her old house now, and we're doing a price reduction.
Right.
So it's slow. You win and you lose on either side.
Exactly. Well, if you're selling, you're usually up $300,000-$400,000, if you've been there for 10 years. So it doesn't. They don't care really for the most part.
Maybe you lose a teeny bit off the top, but you gain so much when you buy your other place, it way outweighs it.
Totally. Yeah. And as soon as the market comes back, that new one's going to gain $100,000 nothing.
Yeah.
So it's just
hard to miss
Southern California real estate. As long as you get in, you're going to make money.
Yeah.
At some point, within 10 years.
Yeah, so that's it. You got to be in the long play, right?
Exactly. And nobody has $100,000 sitting in their bank account. The good thing about real estate is once you buy it, it's there.
Yeah.
You ever have something major come up and, that's your piggy bank.
Right.
For the most part. And it doesn't matter if you screw your credit up because you can still sell the home.
Right.
So it's like they used to say about engagement rings, how engagement rings are supposed to be, 2 months worth of pay, I think it is, something like that. That's so if things go south, you can sell the wife's ring and change it.
Let's see how that goes over, right?
With a house.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
The three of us would like to make sure that was said by one person. Views are not.
So OlliFishDope.com still going strong.
Yeah, we had another great season. Fishing wise was kind of weird. It was like started a month late, and then we just went out one day and they were gone. It felt like they just went away.
Yeah, ask your brother. He's been doing the reports every week. Wait, now what do I talk about, right?
It's getting thin, that's for sure.
Yeah, I hope this isn't signs of things to come because, every year, in January, February, I kind of get anxious that they're not going to come back. But I think our fish ran off to San Francisco there at the end of the season. They disappeared here, and about 10, 12 days later, I see all those pictures under the Golden Gate Bridge, which are mind-blowing. I mean, that's something you wouldn't expect to see in your whole lifetime, right? And yeah, it was just really weird the way it ended. And sword fishing was really red hot for all those giant fish. And then it slowed down. So
it slowed. It like collapsed.
Yeah, I did three trips in a row. And we didn't get a bite. And so I don't even know if I'm still in the game anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And what's wild with that bluefin is it like you said, it felt like overnight it was gone. But you look at what's going on right now, like in our long-range fleet, like way down below, those guys are crushing it again. And big
absolutely
ones and
crushing.
Having daytime.
Yeah. Nighttime and daytime,
yeah,
right?
Daytime drifts for 100 to 200-pounders and nighttime hits on, I mean, it's just like it was, but hundreds of miles below, and it's really good.
It was like hundreds of miles above, and then hundreds
yeah, exactly.
of miles
yeah,
below.
Yeah, was,
I mean, we got our licks in, but man, I swear, we didn't start catching them till July, and they were gone, you know, by mid-September.
And it was
gone.
It was far this year. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, you had to have the right... You had to have the right boat and time and window to go do it because it was far. I mean, it was not at the 43.
Yep.
It was not at Desperation. It was not up the backside of the island. Yep. It was way up above beyond that. Like, it's a long way.
It's 100%. And it was weird, too. I mean, there's that day we were catching, like, 2 miles off Palo Verde.
Right.
They swung in there on the inside a couple of times. Like, what the hell? That hasn't happened yet. So, I don't know. Hopefully, it's just an odd year, and they're back again next year, and we get back to business. But I've got anxiety every year when those things go away. Is this it? I don't know. Is it going to last forever, or is this our last year?
With that said, though, we still have had that anxiety every single year.
100%.
And it's
about
been
something.
Yeah, always.
No doubt. No doubt. You just don't know what the
I still remember our, like, six-year lull. You guys remember that? How it was just bad.
That was like in
fishing
the
fishing in
like
general.
Like
08 to 12.
Yeah.
That was
exactly
terrible.
Was
I remember
just
running 120 miles to catch a 20-pound tuna.
Yeah. So what we have now is insane compared to those days, you know? And if, I don't know, I'm very thankful for the little bit that we got. I only fished twice this year in my new boat. And
bad back?
Yeah. I couldn't go out and beat myself up, you know, 60 miles in a little sea fox. So.
Yeah.
But with the tuna fishing being a long ways away, when you were there, there was really good hits to be had. Really good hits to be had. And how freaking rad were the Coronado Islands this year?
Jeez. Yeah.
I mean,
fun.
Come on. You
yeah,
kidding
totally
me?
Crazy. That's the fish I caught this year.
Yeah.
The only times I went, you know, I went out twice, and both times were to the islands, and caught bluefin, caught a bunch of yellowtail, and I even caught a yellowfin right next to the Whistler buoy. Right
no
off the
way.
Point there.
Cool. Yeah. Really? Next
yep.
to the Whistler? This year?
Just outside of the Whistler buoy, yeah.
Boy, he was lost, huh?
No, there was a whole school, man. I was crawling right through them. My son was throwing up, or I would have kept fishing them. We were on our way in. He wanted to leave early. We caught a bunch of yellowtail, and I saw the dolphins doing the right thing just outside of the Whistler buoy, so I started trolling them, and sure, you know, 10 minutes later, we had one on.
Catching a yellowtail at the Coronado Islands was not at all difficult this year, but bluefin fishing, fish dope was such a key for that bluefin fishing. It was all about chlorophyll, and it was all about where the, you know, that little pockets of water were below the island, and like it made a huge, like, there was. And there was some really good bluefin fishing to be had down there this year.
I was going
to
say, the fishing that we did get was easy.
Yeah.
It was a lot of foam, man. And, I mean, anybody can find them when they're up foam. And we did not have a lot of breeze or any of that stuff. Like, while they were there, it was tough to get a bite because they were foaming so hard on the flyer. You know, they were just so keyed in on that little bait. There's plenty of video of me cussing, bouncing it off their backs. You know, what the hell? Eat it, you SOB, and all that good stuff. But
the thing is, it was a long way from here.
Hey, again, like, I don't like burning the fuel, but I'm not complaining because there just wasn't that many boats on
We didn't have that local stuff here that we had last year, the year before.
No spreader.
Long run,
you know, none of that Mad Max fish to speak of at all. Like, just
everybody loaded up on Mad Max. Ricky scored a lot of sales on the Mad Max, and now they're sitting on the shelf, right?
You could try to give away a Mad Max.
Yeah. Well, everybody realized everything else that looks like it works just as well for the most part.
It was the hottest lure on earth.
Ever.
And then next thing you know, one season later, they're 2-for-1.
Yeah. Crazy. People were paying like hundreds of dollars on eBay on them, right?
Yep.
Like,
shout out to Billy Kay.
Craziness. So Fish Dope, how do they do it? How do they find all that information?
You tell me, buddy.
Yeah,
I don't have anything to do with it.
I mean,
yeah. Danny's just like a wizard.
It's just they're talking to everybody,
yeah.
You know? And that, like,
how does he get people to give it up, right?
It's like a gossip group.
Yeah.
I swear, Danny and Jason are like straight up, it's fish gossip.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They love it. Danny eats it up, so I think that makes it very easy for them to do that job well.
Yes.
It's so impressive to me to like hear something that'll like, whatever, it'll come through the radio at the landing or like, you know, like literally like a captain of the sport boat will mention something to us in the morning and just like, oh man, that's good. That's good to know. And then, you know, cause you're going the next day and you've got that in your back pocket, like, okay, well we got this. And then you obviously check Fish Dope every time before we go fishing just to get a game plan. Like, somehow, freaking Danny's already got that. It's already up there. Like, you're sitting on this killer little jewel of info. Like, oh, man, we're going to crush them. Nobody knows that the fish made this move. And, like, sure enough, you go out there that night, Danny's like, oh, yeah, great fishing on this. They get it every time. It's awesome.
They're staying after it for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and fish move, that's probably the two biggest frustrations are is June, everybody's complaining that the maps don't work. Well, look out our window right now, right? It's like, if there's clouds, it doesn't, you know, we've got best guess. With the high def, you know, through cloud technology, but we can't do that every day. And then, you know, people will gripe that, well, I went right where you said yesterday and the fish weren't there. Well, that's why the maps are there. The fish are usually relating to some kind of a water, and the water's going to move and the fish have fins. But if you learn to follow that water, and that's what I always encourage people to do, like back in the albacore days, we didn't have fish dope. We had to look at the water and figure out where those fish were at,
they were.
You know, based on best info. And some of that skill set, I think, has been lost because we've made it too easy. But if you want to step your game up, man, really watch those fish and understand how they relate to the water that they're in, because at the end of the day, that's all it is. They're just following a highway that has food on it, and they'll hang out where there's a lot of food and the water's right.
Yeah. You know, Yosef made an important point. Jason, we got to give credit for your credits too. Jason, it's not all Danny.
No.
Jason puts a lot of information out there.
He's the hub, man. He's the one that's knocking to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Jason.
Jason's great. How is Jason doing, by the way?
He's not dead, so that's good.
Is that like kind of like a Monty Python movie? He's not quite dead yet.
No, that's pretty much my morning text to him. You dead yet?
Nice, Ollie. Such a nice partner.
It's a very emotional relationship that we have. No, he's doing good, man. I mean, kidney's
got
in.
Got his kidney, yeah.
Kidney's working, which is very important.
It's great.
He's had a couple complications, you know, from the surgery. They nicked a nerve, and he's got a couple other things. But, again, not dead. Kidney's working. That's like, what else? Could you really ask for?
Yep.
Dude's been through a lot, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's done it. He's tougher than tougher than I ever would have given him credit for. I mean, he just goes in for these things that would like scare the daylights out of you or me, and he just rolls with
them. A lot of people would have given up long ago.
100%. I think he had three procedures last week.
Yeah.
No joke.
Wow.
And one of them was very unpleasant.
Well, get well.
Yeah, buddy.
We're all pulling for you for sure. For sure. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about real estate. Talk about fishing, talk about sea keepers, fish dope, Guatemala, what else do you want to talk
about?
Yeah,
these guys wear many hats, so we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. And if you want to join us this morning, man, we would love to hear from you. Best way to reach us this morning, just to give us a call on Let's Talk Hookup. It's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Still a couple of phone lines open, been a good start to the morning, but if you want to get through, there's an open line right now, 213-432-1090. Or, as we already know, text the show, man. Already a ton of great text have poured through this morning. And if you want to send in your text to the boys, it's easy to do. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup. You can hear all the past archive shows through the app. You can listen on demand when you want on your drive home. And it's the only way that you can text in your questions this morning. When you do, make sure you include your contact info with your text. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because one lucky caller or texter decided by our coin flip at the end of the show is going to win a $300 gift certificate to CostaSunglasses.com. What a rad prize. Basically, you get $300 to decide whatever you want to do with. You could buy a couple of inexpensive pairs of glasses. You could buy one killer one. You can buy a great average pair of Costas and spend the rest of the money on all their killer swag. You got, you know, performance shirts and coolers and all that great stuff. But whatever you want, $300 in Costa is coming your way. I always say the same thing. Like, I kind of bounce bounce back and forth, but for the most part, I like that Spiro XL gray silver mirror.
Yeah.
That's me. That's my day. That's my day.
You're sporting Rinconcito on your head. That's your driving glasses.
No, that Rinconcito? These Spiros. Yep,
those are Spiros. Okay.
Spiro
what are you sporting there, Ollie?
I wear the same ones.
Oh, I've been wearing the same Taxmans since they came out. Yeah, I really like those. Yeah.
Yeah, those are nice. Yeah, and what lens is that? The bronze?
I think these are the bronze. Those are usually my on the water. I like the bronze colors on the water, and then like kind of the gray for driving.
Yeah.
I grabbed those in the dark this morning.
Just walking around the dark.
The other one on a morning like this, it's like a cool tool to have. It can't be your everyday, and it can't be your only glasses. It's your second pair, but it's that sunrise silver mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice because it's got that silver mirror coating on the back, so you don't look like a weirdo wearing bright yellow glasses. And they look normal from the outside looking in, but you're looking through a very bright yellow lens. It lights everything up. You'll see really good in a low light condition.
Almost
I like those things
glasses,
a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
Really good.
But you don't have to walk around looking like you're wearing shooting glasses.
Right.
That's what I like about them so much.
Yeah.
It's a killer pair. But anyways, you got $300 coming your way if you're the lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, having lots of fun with the boys. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time here this morning.
Yes, it does. Mercury builds character. You got to eat a lot of money. Yeah, for sure. And Ali and Yosef are here. Yosef, talking real estate here real quick again. What do you foresee the market coming up with this new administration? Are things going to change? Are things going to get better? What's your eyes?
It should get better. You know, we should have the Fed at some point in the next year here, you know, give us a little bit of a drop and get things moving with the economy again. And
is that what people buying? Interest rates going down?
Yeah.
Stimulate the economy?
Yeah.
Make people buy.
They already went down with the with the new president coming in, right, is just not in the news very much, right, you know. But rates have come down, and they're going to keep softening, you know, as we get closer to putting the president in office. And hopefully we'll get this market moving again and get some houses sold.
How do you feel like the inventory is going to be when things kind of come back around? You know, I know that was the – when you were in here in the past when the rates were so low, you were always saying that's the trouble. There's just not much – there wasn't a lot of inventory to be had, but feels like it's been a little slow for a while. You think there's going to be some houses to be gobbled up when things kick around?
I think they'll vaporize in like 2 weeks. You know, legitimately, sure, there's not enough inventory to fulfill what we really need in a normal market.
Okay.
So it's just going to keep being ups and downs, you know. And anytime we have a slow stall like this, people should be out. You know, the smart thing would be
should be the time and
negotiating.
Sure.
And negotiate, and that's what you do, right? That's
exactly
what you do.
I do that well, and I go to battle for my clients. Totally. I have another friend. I sold my house in Lakeside, and he goes to move in, and the floor's floating. And the old people that sold it to him or the sellers didn't want to take care of it and all this. And I literally had 40, 50 hours last week getting this thing straightened out for him, you know, and making sure everything he can move into his new house,
right, you know.
And it's a weird market, you know. Normally people would be really scared about being sued, but these guys are just telling him to pound sand.
Wow, wild, right?
Yeah, I don't understand it. It's just odd right now. It's not.
And where a lot of other realtors would walk away and go, that's your problem.
100%.
You're in there.
Yeah. Got my check, buddy. Good luck.
Yeah, totally. And that's what's bad about this industry is people don't have a lot of follow-through,
right,
and they're very one-sided, you know, get a deal done and they're off.
But you're going to have that customer for life, and you're going to have every one of his friends and family for life because of what you did for that. You know what I mean? Like, it's
100%.
The fight is so worth, you know, you got 50 hours into it, but you're going to have that business for a lifetime because of those 50 hours.
And it's just doing the right thing for people,
totally,
you know? I don't know. If you're trusting me to make the biggest decision of your life,
totally,
for you, you know, I really appreciate that, and I'm going to do anything I can to make sure everything works out well.
That's rad.
For sure. So, Seakeeper, you guys are now Seakeeper dealer and service, sales and service, right?
Yeah, Blue Sea Stabilizer. So we're doing sales, service, everything. You know, the guys over at Seakeeper, you know, Jason's a good friend of mine, and we're really happy with what we did with the SeaDek business and expanding it up the coast. You know, we have offices all the way up to Canada now selling SeaDek. And so kind of, you know, use the same model and see where it goes. Obviously, it's a product that I believe in. I know you believe in. And
right.
Man, I say it all the
time. Wouldn't ride without it.
I don't want to own another boat that does not have one. It just makes boating so much more fun. Your body's not so beat up. But there's a million benefits to it.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
It's just something like SeaDek. I love SeaDek. I was one of the first guys to have it out here. Real passionate about the product, so it was an easy fit.
And your partner, Chris, is a master at figuring stuff out. I know I was having some issues with my new Seakeeper 1 and the Steiger. He came down, figured it all out. Works fine now.
Couldn't be a better guy for the job.
Yeah.
He knows how to work on boats better than I do, and I want to keep it that way, by the way.
Yeah.
But, super techie guy. He went and got all of his training, all of his certification. He'd had several boats and run several boats before. And, you know, Chris is a fisherman. Chris has driven charter boats. He's done all that stuff. I think, you know, and obviously, I love fishing. It's a real easy transition for us to help guys out and either upgrade a boat or, you know, if you're buying a new boat and you got questions about one, just ask. We don't care if we're not selling it to you. We'll service it. We'll help you out later on. We'll do whatever. Like, if you're just curious, give us the buzz. We'd be happy to talk to you about it.
And you've got the background of the fabrication side of things and just, you know, knowing where you can shoehorn one in or not, or split it up and we're going to put two small ones in here because that's going to be a more effective use of the space, or whatever scenario pops up. Like, you guys have the background of you know, being around a lot of boats that have had them and where it's been effective and maximizing space. And, hey, if we just move whatever, if we move this battery bank over to this side, that's now we have room for this thing here, and now it's no longer in our way, but the boat's comfortable. Like,
yeah, one of the cool things about Seakeeper is they do everything like a car OEM, almost. Like, they have a massive database, right? So first thing we do is you call up and you say, hey, I've got a whatever 44 Pacifica. Okay, we can tap into this database
of
other people that have installed them, and then you kind of get to share all that knowledge of, how it was in, where it went, how you wired it, did all that stuff. It really makes things a lot easier. And if not, we go out, put hands on it, and take a measuring tape and try to figure out how we can get one in, you know, some of these older boats. But all the newer boats generally have got a space for it, and that's a lot of what we're doing, too, is, you know, a guy might buy a brand new whaler or something and have it pre-rigged, and then we pop the unit in them. They save a little bit of money, and now they've got a relationship with a dealer out here that'll stand behind it.
That's it. That's key. Yeah, that's awesome.
Sure. Well, hey, phones are packing up, and if you want to get through, have a chance to win the $300 Coastal certificate, and we're adding in one of the new 2025 Bill Varney calendars, too. They're now available at your local tackle shop and landing. The Bill Varney 2025 calendar is super good. Are your pictures in there, too, this year?
I don't know if I made
the
cut this
year. I got so sick of looking at your pictures.
Oh, you can't get enough of looking at it. I just got good photographers. Yeah, subject matter is not that great.
He's over here saying that, like, I'd come into his office and there was Ali photos up there, even if it was the wrong month.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah, like, I came in multiple times in June, but he had the August pinned up there.
He's
like,
got those laminated ones under his pillow.
Yeah,
he flipped down the visors in his car.
That's the truth. Yeah,
I don't want to look at me, Pete. I'm sorry.
It's hard to pin him to the ceiling of the bedroom.
But anyway, the Bill Varney calendar, with or without Ali this year, is now available at your local shop, tackle shops. I know Fisherman's Landing, Dana Landing, and a lot of other shops have them, and you can do, or you can go to fishthesurf.com and you can buy one right from Bill.
My entire family like wouldn't know how to check the tides without that thing. You know,
it's the best.
The 1 year there was the gap before Bill took it back over, and it just wasn't produced. Like every uncle and you know and cousin that I had at Christmas time, like, dude, where's my calendar? Like you've gotten this for us every year for the past 5 years. Like, how am I going to tell the tides? Like
it is nice though. So you get the moon phase and the tide right there on your wall, like without having to get into your phone or anything like that. Right. I've had one.
You're looking right at it
for a million years.
Yeah, for sure. Sitting right next to my computer there.
It's the one.
Staring at it every day, for sure. You want to get through, so we're going to give away a calendar and that $300 gift card. And I have a great text here. It's the age-old question, right, that John in Huntington Beach wants to ask. Good morning, Ollie, Yosef, and Pete, and Rick. Who has better fishing, California or Florida, San Diego or Key West? I mean,
this isn't going to be popular.
No, absolutely not.
The Keys.
Yeah. Sure.
There's better fishing.
Well, they just have more variety, right?
More variety. Look, all that aside, throw the variety. You can catch a big fish 12 months out of the year.
100%.
Any day of the year, Rush can go put you on a 60-pound amberjack, a big kingfish, any of that stuff. It's they take the seasonality out. Now, inversely, and just as important, their weather sucks.
It sucks.
Our weather
wind blows
so
all the time.
I mean, when you're from Southern California, somebody says you're not going to fish for 2 weeks because of the weather, you'd be looking at me like I had six heads.
Yeah, for real.
Right? So it's like, they're both equally important. If you've got great fishing and you can't get to them, Venice, Louisiana, the best fishing on the planet, the worst weather I've ever experienced.
Really?
Over a series of years and years. It's just like, which one would I take? Tuna all day, every day. Sorry. I got the ducks to kill in the winter and, you know, bow hunting and all that stuff. So I like our fishery better personally because I do like that big fish. I like the bite. I like all that. But if you're talking pure fishing, weather not being a factor, you can't beat South Florida. It's just that good.
But when you can access the fishing here.
That's what I mean.
It's right here. I mean, they don't have 300-pound bluefin.
They do not. And, you know, you talk about, like, being close other spots to fish. We jump down to Baja. They go to the Bahamas. It's the exact same thing. The Bahamas is just like their Baja. You can go run in any direction, do whatever the hell you want. There's nobody around. You want to snorkel in the morning, barbecue in the afternoon, catch some fish in between, offshore, inshore. Like, Bahamas has it. And it's awesome.
That sounds cool.
It is crazy to me how few fishermen from our coast have just gone to experience that. Man, give Rush a call. Go see something that's different. Cool. Like, they've got the sale.
Key West.
Yeah. Like,
what's the best time of the year?
Right now, the winter time, from, like, December all the way through March.
Really? I wouldn't have thought that.
It's the total opposite. So, like, you could do Brandon Nelson's doing. Charter out here all summer, and then you jump over there and charter out there all winter. You're kind of, like, chasing the endless summer.
Yeah.
You know, their weather in October gets really nice in terms of the heat and humidity. It's just like our place in the spring right now. I love it. I'm going in a few weeks, and I mean, I'm already looking forward to it.
But the wind blows.
I can't tell you how many times, like, we've either had to just go suck it up and get beat half to death and soaked, or, you know, you have to cancel
right
because of that dang wind. But they say their weather changed in 15.
2015. Like when we started having the El Ninos, they started getting way more wind. And Russia's been doing it for a long time. And I know the guys in the Gulf say the same thing. So we know the weather's changing, right? I don't think anybody's going to argue that. And for them, it was wind. For us, it was great fishing. So I'll take the West Coast.
Remember, they had that crazy freeze where Byron's ponds froze up and all that.
That happened a few times.
Yeah. And I guess that wasn't a normal thing
Miami
prior to that.
Like twice since like 13, 14. Like just weird, more weird weather stuff that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the iguanas were frozen.
That was this week.
This week they got down
into the 40s. Yeah, and those iguanas fall right out of the tree.
It's so wild.
It's so crazy.
One of the things that you talked about, and I got to experience, and you were dead right, that was so cool about Louisiana is the ability to catch like a 30-pound fish that rips drag off your reel in what would be the same environment as going to catch a spotted bay bass.
100%.
Like you could tootle off the dock in a little skiff and cast a spinning rod and reel, but be attached to a 30-pound something that rips line off your reel.
There's just not a lot of places in the world where you can do that. And the thing with Louisiana is, I mean, some of the best yellowfin tuna fishing anywhere when you can get to it and it's biting. They've unlocked a phenomenal sword fishery, maybe the best sword fishery in the country, just by the size and the amount of fish that they're catching. The blue marlin fish, I mean, the offshore fishing there is no joke, man. We've done 12, 15 Wahoo mornings in Louisiana.
Crazy.
And the snappers and the groupers. And I think Louisiana has the best fishing in North or South America when you can get to it. It's better than Panama. It's better than Mexico.
Really?
When it's firing, there is nothing like it. Really nothing like it. So, and then you can go inshore and in your slip catch a bass. You can catch a freshwater bass and a redfish or a sea trout from your slip.
Wow. Does your brother ever take you on these fancy trips?
I haven't been. He's invited me. I've been so busy with work the past few years trying to build my business that I haven't been able to. But, like, I wanted to go to Casa Vieja this year. My back just isn't up for it. So I'll probably end up going next year. And I'm going to Alaska with him in June.
Nice.
We've got some stuff planned. It's all me, though. He definitely invites me on this thing.
There you go.
Somebody had to have a real job.
That's cool. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with Robert? He's calling us from Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Awesome show as usual. How small the Sea Keeper? I have a 21-foot aluminum. How small of boats do those Sea Keepers? What is that set up for?
The Sea Keeper 1 is really small, really, really small. I mean, I don't know the dimensions off the top of my head, but it's only it's less than 2 foot square.
Less than 500 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, no. So I think it was 3-something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a 21-foot would be about the smallest boat we could put it in, but it's not impossible at all. You just really need to have a spot for it. And if you go to seakeeper.com or you can go to our website, bluesestabilizer.com, you'll see the dimensions there. And you can just kind of, like, look around your boat and see where it can go. It doesn't have to be on center, which is a common.
And it doesn't have to be under the deck either.
It does not.
On the deck.
The one is in a weatherproof house.
Right.
And so, like, a lot of us will go right under an aluminum leaning post and sit right there on the deck.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of options.
In my 25 Steiger, it sits below deck. They did a factory installation.
Is yours in the floor in the cabin?
It's right in the fish hold, right behind the seats.
Oh, okay.
Kind of in the middle of the boat, but it's still in the waterproof in the cover. So, it could get wet.
And they are surprisingly weatherproof. Like, mine have always been under my leaning post. You know how it is under a leaning post. It's kind of funky and mildewy and all that. I've had no issues with corrosion or anything like that. They're purpose-built, marine, made out of aluminum and stainless.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Busy morning this morning at the land is Captain Frank Lopresti's online. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Well, good morning, Pete. Everything's going well, that's for sure. The RP returned this morning from a four-day trip and had a beautiful catch of bluefin tuna and yellowtail, yellowfin. And then yesterday, Ali are on a three-day trip on the Polaris Supreme. He stopped the boat about 8 o'clock in the morning, and something went wrong, Pete. He never fired up again until after dark.
And what did he catch?
And then after dark, he caught some more. They had an unusual group on there, really a bunch of great guys. Half of them were rent rods. He ended up with 85 yellowfin tuna. He said the grade was the best he's seen all year, 50 to 90 pounds. And he had 26 bluefin up to 198 pounds. He said it was heavy, heavy losses on the 80 pound, but they were biting the 80 pound bluefin on fly line. How about that?
Oh, I want to do that so bad. Are you kidding me?
Frank, wait a minute. How much fishing time did he get on a 3-day to put all those fish on the boat?
Well, you start around anywhere, depending how fast the boat is, you get down there somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning. He left the dock at exactly 6 a.m. He was down there in the general area by 7:30, found fish by just a little after 8, and you get to fish all that day and a few hours after dark, and then you got to start home, Pete.
Wow.
Crazy.
So 2 days of travel, but a full day of fishing and plenty of fish.
Well, enough to make your back sore, that's for damn sure. Or
like everybody's back. Wow, that's like incredible fishing.
So, Pete, just so the anglers know there, or our listeners know, the Supreme has a 3-day open with a few spots in December, and also a 4-day. So if anybody really wants to catch some more yellowfin and bluefin before Christmas, there are some spots available, okay?
Wow. Now, what about on the Royal Polaris or the Shogun? Any spots available?
No, we have one spot on a 10-day trip, and the Shogun and the Royal Polaris have some spots open on their 5-day after Christmas. And, you know, the last 5 years, that 5-day Christmas trip, very good on bluefin and yellowfin, okay?
Wow. Boy, and the stage is sure set for those guys to have another really good one this year. That's been, like, one of the sneaker trips of the season. There's always been, you know, a spot or two to go on that after Christmas trip. In the last couple of years, they have had unbelievable fishing.
Yep, they sure have. All right, you guys. Well, thank you for accepting the report. And talk to you later.
What a great report, Frank. And, yeah, we've been showing the camera and talking about the busy morning here this morning. And it is almost December, and we're catching tuna. Thanks a lot.
Right, yes. Shogun returned this morning from a 10-day trip, and he got in on that bluefin and yellowfin, too. He had a beautiful trip also. Everybody's really, really enjoying an unbelievable season, Pete.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Yeah, see if they compare that to Florida, huh? If
yeah,
they
can pull that off.
Yeah,
Ollie. Jerk.
That's fair.
None of that in Florida. For sure. Thanks, Frank. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, Frank.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, you know, I don't think we catch sea trout at the dock, though.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Well, we can catch Corbina at the dock.
Yeah, same damn thing.
Yes, we do.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks. Hey, if you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090.
All right, you have a good text,
I thought so, yeah. It says, good morning, guys. Great show. My question's for Ollie. When you're sword fishing, do you prefer the tip rod or the buoy rod? Could you give us a reason why? And have you found that one works better than another in terms of putting fish on the boat? That's from Matt in Apple Valley.
I just prefer having as many baits out as possible, to be honest. I guess tip overall, because you can somewhat affect that bait. One of the things that the booby trap guys taught us many years ago was if you're getting whacked on the tip rod, to take it away from them, you know, wind in 50, 60, 80 feet of line, and then if they come back and start whacking it again, slowly lower the bait. And that looks like a bait that's been stunned or killed, and a lot of times they'll come back and actually eat it instead of just beating it up. But that said, I think last year we got one on the tip. I think the 2 years prior were on the bobber. So one other thing that we're doing too, and you guys may want to try this, is when we're out there drifting for storage, we know that OPA generally like to hang out in the same area, but at different depths. So we take a smaller electric reel, and we send another bobber rod out with a bait on it at about 400 to 600 feet, which is where the OPA like to hang, hopefully to actually target and
cool.
Catch an OPA. Dude, anybody can catch a swordfish. I want an OPA.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's like the last check mark for me, you know, for the local stuff. Surface sword, which I know you got yours a few years back, and then I want to get that OPA really, really bad.
That's rad.
So, but and then also if you have the ability on your bobber rods, you know, we try to rig up a bait with a circle hook hook in it instead of a J, and just hope that the fish hooks themselves instead of, you know, you're going to have a higher incidence of getting a good hook set in a fish with that circle hook than you are the J. But on the tip rod, we're using the J because we're trying to set the hook ourselves.
It's such a flip-flop of trying to decide, because the tip rod, you see everything that happened. You see every bite. You see everything. The buoy, like, you just do not see it until you either decide it's time to move or you're attached to one, and that's it. And, you know, like, that thing could be getting whacked for 15 minutes straight. You'll just never know until he has eaten it and gone up to the surface.
Yeah.
And there's something good to be said about that and something bad. Like, it takes away the ability to tease them, like you were talking about, the ability to, like, convince a fish to eat it. But it also takes away the ability to screw that up and tease them incorrectly, you know, like,
100%.
And how do you say which is better than the other?
100%. And the last couple of bobber fish, we have just let the bobber, like, normally we would try to get tight on them right away. We just wait and just wait.
How?
It's impossible.
Can you do that?
It's impossible. You're watching that buoy get swatted at and all that stuff. Is he there? Is he not there? I don't know, but until that thing really flops over dead slack for a little bit of time, we're not trying to get tight on them, because I feel like you're taking the idiot factor out, which is me.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't want to screw something up. He's down there, he's eating it, let him do his thing.
So what if you get one on the tip rod, and do you go get your buoy rod out?
We usually clear it. Yeah.
So how do you do that without losing the other one?
It has not been a problem yet. At some point, you can very easily visualize that being a problem, you know. But typically, once we're tight on the up and down rod, that fish, like, it seems they don't come to the surface immediately. In my experience, it's been like, you know, within 5 to 20 minutes, then they'll come up to the surface with the weight, and that's when we're just trying to get all of our other junk out of the way.
Yeah.
But that's a great question, because sooner or later it will get us. I mean, there's just no way. And sometimes you don't even know your bit until that fish is already on the surface. I can see you having a cluster of biblical proportions.
Yeah,
I mean, it would be, dude, 1,000 feet of line out with a swordfish swinging around, wrapping it.
You got to get it out of there.
Let's just not talk about it.
I can tell you this. We pride ourselves on, like, at the shop of, like, swordfish rigging and buoy loops and color spectra. I cannot tell you how many times we have put, you know, a day's worth of work into this beautiful, perfect, color-coded, all the right depth, buoy loops and sinker loops and all those things. And then a guy will come back with the reel that's half full and just be like, dude, just don't ask. Please do it again. It happened. Two rods tangled, one stuck to the bottom, then we hooked a fish, and, like, just don't ask. Please redo this. You know, like, it happens. Like, every bad scenario that you could imagine can happen when you're talking about 10 pounds of sinker and the ultimate fish, but one's on a buoy and one's not, and you're drifting, and you had to move because commercial gear, and you're coming up on the bank. Like, things happen.
You sound like you've done this. Yeah, and that, you just made a really good point, too, is we have a dedicated rod for the bobber. We have a loop at 900 that's spliced into the line. We have another one at 1,000 and another one at 1,100. To do it again, I don't think you need them every 100 feet. It's probably more like every 150 or 200. But what Rick was saying about, you know, setting up that bobber rod, he's not joking. It takes all damn day. Pay the guys a fisherman's. Like, don't try. I'm stupid. Like, I like rigging all that stuff. Don't try to do it yourself. And then also, I feel like when you have those dedicated loops and that gear that's rigged right with no knots and all that, it's just one more thing to take out of the equation. Bad rigging.
If you do get that bite.
A failure, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I would not recommend doing it yourself, but I really do like having those dedicated loops in there for all my buoy depths and all that stuff. So give Rick and the boys a call and they'll set you up.
There you go.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including finding out what's biting a whole lot of fish and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on 1090, the Sports Grid Radio Network, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and of course, we're talking Swordfish. What's the rig, Rick?
A new Beastmaster, man. I mean, it's gone through multiple...
Those things are amazing.
Beastmaster has gone through multiple unnecessary changes just to accommodate Swordfish fishing. Like, when the first version came out, it was great, but with more and more sinker and bigger fish out here, they've gone to stronger and stronger motors. That Gigamax motor, it's just... It went from a reel that we always called, like, oh, this is good enough to, like, oh, no, this is a great choice, man. It's fast. It's quiet. It's got a lot of power. It's got a lot of torque, but it still fits in your hand well.
And the old Beastmaster was pretty powerful, but this one's even bigger, right?
And for guys like us that, like, you know, you need to justify spending a few bucks on a reel like that, it also makes a fantastic reel for flying the kite. So you're using it all tuna season long. Then when swordfish season swips over, swap your line configuration around a little bit. Now deep drop for swords. It's an investment and a fantastic reel.
Yeah, the Beastmaster, the new one with the Gigamax motor, now at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. All kinds of fishing going on, and, man, good stuff to talk about. It's been a busy morning already. If you want to join us, best way to do it is on the phones, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, and it's time for the catch report.
You got it, man. Today our catch report is sponsored in part by a spot that I went just yesterday.
I was there the day before, man.
I needed ice. We had Waylon's first birthday party, and so I stopped for ice on my way. I needed fuel, so I stopped in to get fuel, and then it's like, man, I talk about the ice thing every day. It's no joke. It's 25 cents for a bag of ice. And then it was like $3.99 for 25 pounds. It is
Summit gasoline.
It is the cheapest ice there is. And if you fill it, if you keep your boat on the trailer and you swing by for fuel, if you put 35 gallons of gas in the boat, they give you 100 pounds of ice for free. If you're not needing that fuel, 25 pound bags are only $3.99.
Yeah.
Your first 5 pound bag of ice is 25 cents.
And the price, did you check the price on the fuel?
Dude, it's crazy.
It's like better than Costco.
It was better than Costco.
Yeah.
I did. We put fuel in the wife's car the following day, and it was 10 cents cheaper than Costco was.
And they have a whole bunch of snacks for 89 cents. You can get breakfast burritos, salads, all kinds of stuff. Stop there on the way to fishing.
Like, I've stopped for fuel because it's just a cheap place to get fuel, and then I've gone about my way, and like, I was blown, and I needed ice for the party, and I was tripping. And let me tell you, we sell ice, and it's not 25-pound bags, and it's not $3.99. I can tell you that
much. That's for sure, yeah.
That's the deal.
And you can get Kirkland products cheaper than you can buy them at the store that sells them, too.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Summit Gasoline, right next to the San Diego Sports Arena. It's the spot.
Yep, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners. Let's find out what's going on and head up to Dana War Sport Fishing. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. All of you, Seth. Good morning, guys. What's happening? Man, Ollie's been traveling all over, doing all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Got trapped in the studio today. Yeah, good stuff. And, man, how about Frank's report on Aliar? That's crazy.
Ooh, so rad.
Man, when Aliar showed up on the scene with us at Dana Wharf back, I don't remember how long it was, like, you just knew he was going to succeed wherever he ended up. You know what I mean? And it's just been amazing watching these guys just absolutely kill it.
How would you like to be on that three-day run, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Just like, and that's total Aliar. Like, go for it. If it bites, we're stoked if it doesn't. You know, we went down swinging. That's just classic Aliar right there, just going for it. Totally.
You said it best, like when he showed up on scene, everybody knew. And I remember Frank talking about that same thing when he, I think when he was working with Andrew on the Pacifica, and it was just like, we need to get this guy a boat. Like this is a guy that needs to be at the helm finding fish right away. And it was just like, that was it. And
Frank recognized it
immediately. And he was like, this is a guy
that buying him a boat.
That's awesome. I mean,
good move.
There were days where he would run the reel funny. He would do the exact same thing. Like, oh, there's tuna within 25 miles. Gone. Like, where's Aliar? I don't know. And then you get a call back. Like, oh, he's in a full ripper bite and rent rods the whole nine yards. It's like the same deal. It's awesome. It's good for him. So
awesome.
Well, hey, for us this week, pretty decent condition-wise. You know, our half-day scene obviously dealt with some cooler water temps. 56, 58 was kind of what it was here along our stretch. So big majority of the action, again, coming off the bottom for those guys using the heavier sliders, sliding sinkers, dropper loops and whatnot. So it's been sheephead, whitefish, sand bass have been kind of what's been making up the bulk of the catch for the half-day guys. The guys seeing a little bit better success are the ones fishing the shrimp and the clam. Those exotic baits, for whatever reason, just getting a bit better than in, say, the cut squid. But there's still some catch on the live bait. We've had some anchovy and sardine in our receiver, so that fished well, too. But no real big standout catches this week. It's just light line approaches, getting bites, that type of stuff, adapting with the conditions, kind of changing a little bit. Three-quarter day, again, has just all been on the rockfish program. We had a bit of wind a day or two out on the 14 this week, so that made it hard. One day we got out there and the wind just started howling. We ended up having to fish on the anchor out there all day. It was kind of a bummer. But the days where the weather's been nice, it's been very, very good fishing. That 100 to 120 fathom stretch out there, it's required the heavier sinkers, and the guys with the electric reels certainly have the advantage. 16 to 24 ounce sinkers, but gosh, it's been worth it. The quality of the rockfish out there has still been very good. Good mixed bags on those Bankies, Chilis, Boccaccio. All worth it. And then the local cod down here off Pendleton on the days when we have a few more people on the boat and it's just not conducive to those drifts in that deeper water. Same deal. Some reds, some groupers, some chilies, a little bit more work, but we're able to fish on the anchor and that kind of stuff. And it's been okay down there as well. So just kind of mixed bag. Again, this is that time of year, man. The conditions are going to dictate what and where we fish. So just come prepared, bring some heavy sinkers, maybe bring your electric reel, and if the day that you can use it, bring it, and if it's not, leave it in the truck or whatever, and just kind of adapt. So we'll be running all next week, except for Thanksgiving we'll be closed, and we do have a big sale going on. We're dropping tomorrow. It's going to be our gift certificate sale on half day, three quarter day, whale watch, and all that. It's probably our best sale of the year. So some of that stuff will be up to 50% off. So we'll put up a post on our Instagram. And what'll be cool about it this time is normally it's all online. This time you can actually walk into the office and buy those gift certificates over the counter, too, for the people that aren't.
Like a Black Monday special?
Yep, it's exactly. So just the week of Thanksgiving, get it and enjoy it for the rest of the year.
50% off on gift certificates for half and three-quarter day trips?
Correct.
Holy mackerel.
Yep, so you can buy them those little packs or you single, whatever, but we'll have all that stuff. Again, we'll put all that info up, and you guys can check that out. Or you can always call the office and then ask, you know, they'll give you all the details there as well.
Or so, walk into the office and grab it.
Even better. Yep,
yeah,
even better.
Sure. How do we find you?
So give us a call. Our office here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web at danawarf.com. You can link us through the Let's Talk Cookup page. Or just keep tabs on our Instagram or Facebook page. We'll have the links there as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, thanks for that. Appreciate that. I'm glad your voice is coming back.
Yeah, it's been a month. Yeah, it's been for a month.
It's so
annoying.
Like every week we get the progression.
Dude,
right?
I was feeling so bad for you last week. That was the rough one. Tough.
Well, yeah, the week before I couldn't even talk. But, yeah, I mean, I feel perfect. I just can't talk, which is kind of nice to guess, but it's all good.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Great job, Willie. Appreciate that.
Bye, boys.
We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you.
All right, have a great Thanksgiving, too, guys.
All right, happy Thanksgiving to you. Talk to you next Sunday.
You see ya.
Yeah.
All right, now let's hit the surf. The surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, gentlemen. What's happening?
Gundy, you are.
Doing great, bud.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and have a nice, safe holiday.
Well, there's a little scratch fishing, you know. Water temperature dipped. We're coming off the full moon tide, so that striper kind of disappeared. But the guys are putting together catches, mostly barred perch, and then, you know, the halibut's definitely worth pursuing there. Hook, line, sinker reported decent barred perch fishing, gaviota, L cap, galita, lots of 5 to 8 inch fish, some double-digit kickers. I saw some pictures of some 12-inch fish this week, a little better quality showing there. Black Rock kicked out a few legal halibut, drop shot flukes there. Malibu Reef, squid, shrimp, taking a mix of barred perch, sargo, sheephead, smelt, small croakers, kind of the cooler water species. Big fish reported slow fishing on the beaches, but still some halibut at the harbor mouth. Inside the harbor, live smelt is the ticket there. Hogan's reported the halibut specialist scratching at a mix of short and legal fish. Cut anchovies, probably the top bait for those guys, but some fish taken on soft jerk baits. Two legal fish taken at Doheny there. Pacific Coast reported the same, kind of slow fishing, little perch action, a few halibut in the lagoons, that kind of deal. You know, some of my guys sent me some pictures. They've been experimenting with these Ned rigs. It's a bass fishing rig. Rock Cod probably knows about it, but they're kind of micro jigs, and they make a really cool, like, Z-Man makes this little crustacean. It looks like a sand crab, and these guys are using these little Ned rigs, a mushroom head, with these little baits. There's also a crawdad bait, and they just look killer, and they're making some catches in the surf, 4 and 6 pound test.
Yeah, that's some good fishing, man. I'll tell you what, it's not time to put your surf rods away, right, Gundy?
No, there's always something to catch, you know. And like I said, you got to downsize, go light, and you still can bend your rod.
Yeah, for
sure. Word.
All right.
Gundy, as always, a great report. Sure appreciate you always taking the time to compile everything. And my favorite thing about the Gundy report is even when the fishing isn't great, there's always some little thing that you're going to put a feather in your cap that's going to catch you a fish later on down the line. Rigging, tools, whatever it might be. Always appreciate the hard work, Gundy. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Love doing thanks, it, guys. The Ned rig this week.
Yeah. Thanks, Gundy.
Thanks,
appreciate
Gundy.
That.
Have a good one, guys.
You got to wrap up our catch sport today. I want to remind you, pardon me, as Pete said, the 2025 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar is out now. You'll find it at local tackle shops at all the landings. It's full of amazing photography and all the tide charts, important dates, tips on how to make you a better angler, and you can find it today at a store near you or just order it online at surffishtackle.com.
There is a picture of Ollie in this year's calendar. What the heck kind of fish is that?
That's a fireback grouper from the Bahamas.
From the Bahamas?
Really, maybe one of the coolest things.
Really?
So cool.
I didn't even know that
beautiful
they existed. I think it's called the right name's a yellow-tailed grouper.
So how did we not get through a whole year without having to look at Ollie one month?
Dude, I apologize in advance. I don't want to look at me.
We've got the really coolest looking grouper.
I would have put that as like a Great Barrier Reef fish. Like that is yellow, as cool looking as it comes.
They are crazy. And I thought I caught every grouper down there, and then that thing came up. Dude, I was blown away. Just look at the tail. Looks like somebody
did pull hard.
They all pull hard.
Yeah.
So rad.
They all pull hard. It's
giant.
Again, that's the kind of stuff that you'll get when you go out and get back there and go fishing with Rush, too. I mean, dude, his bottom fish program, it ain't rock cod.
No.
I mean, these are pinned to the rail, crying for your mommy, 20-pound button snappers. It's just, it's another level.
That looks like
and
fun.
The stuff eats really, really well.
And the fact that you can do it when it's soggy and cold out here and not something to do. Like, what a cool way to go grab a few days, go thaw out, go catch some radfish.
The sunburn in January is, you know, that's a pretty awesome thing.
Check it out. Here's a little preview for you. This watching us on YouTube and Facebook Live. There's the Ollie. What month is he? Is the cover? Oh, December. We have to wait all the way to December.
That's actually a picture of Rush. I just happen to be standing next to him.
You can get Ollie to Sharpie that, you know, for the winner of the prize today.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I got it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sand Strait Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safari's family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Vin, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.